Petersburg City Council is asking Alaska's congressional delegation to postpone action on a Sea Alaska lands bill. The legislation would allow the regional native corporation to select its remaining land entitlement from acreage outside of boundaries specified under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Corporate officials, local shareholders, and other members of the public testified before the City Council Tuesday night. The council ultimately passed a resolution calling for public hearings on the legislation in Southeast. KFSK's Joe Vicnicki reports.
Representatives from Sea Alaska Corporation asked the Petersburg City Council not to derail the federal legislation introduced in the House and Senate last April, called the Southeast Alaska Native Land Entitlement Finalization Act. Corporation Director Clarence Jackson was the first to speak.
We didn't receive any notice to this meeting, but we called and we had found out that we could come here.
Jackson said the legislation was important to the corporation and its 20,000 shareholders, 255 of whom call Petersburg home. Sea Alaska is entitled to as much as another 85,000 acres under the 1971 ANCSA bill, on top of the 290,000 acres it already owns. The lands available for the selection under the 1971 bill are spread around Southeast, with parcels near Yakutat, Hoonah, Angoon, Cake, Kasan, Klawak, Craig, Heidelberg, Klukwan, and Saxman. Richard Harris, executive vice president with Sea Alaska, said the corporation has a number of reasons why it does not want to select its remaining lands from those original withdrawal areas.
There's a large amount of inventoried roadless area. National conservation groups have told us they're very interested in inventoried roadless areas. We also have selection rights in the City of Craig's municipal watershed. City of Craig says we'd like to kind of protect our watershed. We'd prefer that you not select in our watershed. And so those kinds of issues just go on and on as to why we're trying to identify some other selections.
Sea Alaska is hoping to select the bulk of the 85,000 acres from National Forest land on Prince of Wales Island, where the parcels would be used for the corporation's logging operation. These include areas near Point Baker and Port Protection on northern POW. Sea Alaska officials say they have held 200 meetings on the bill around Southeast. However, some area residents say they want to voice concerns in a public forum with Alaska senators and congressmen, not with the corporation. Nearly a dozen people testified to Petersburg's council. Joe Sebastian of Kuprinoff wanted a more open discussion of the federal legislation.
I don't feel served by the process as it has taken place. And I think process is good because that's how you reach good decisions. And when you have a long-term decision like this, because this will be a historic precedent that, you know, lasts into the next century at least, I think it's very important to review this carefully and fairly and have wide-scale public participation in order to make the best decision possible.
Meanwhile, local residents and Sea Alaska shareholders also urged the council not to pass its resolution, including Skip Hollingstad of Petersburg.
The Tlingit culture is one of generosity. We are not here demanding everything be ours, for there is plenty of the bounty to share with everyone. However, we should not be criticized or considered greedy when we ask for a small fraction of it to do with as we see fit in return for what we believe was rightfully ours to begin with.
City Council members were not convinced to drop their resolution. Councilor Dan Hickman thought the federal legislation needed more public discussion.
People have not had the opportunity to be aware of what's happening. I was not alarmed until they started going outside of the withdrawal area. That bothers me a bit, especially when people don't have anything to say about it.
The council passed its resolution 6-0 with Councilor Ed Sarf not at the meeting. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.